This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
First place, Cleveland Guardians. Think about that, Andy.
Number one, baby.
This is the team that can't score, right? This is the team with all those questions in the starting rotation. This is the team with the closer who's not been the closer that we saw last year. And where are they?
Number one in the American League, tied.
Right now, sitting in first place in their division. It's fabulous. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Phelps. He's Baskin.
I got to tell you, Jeff, we are very excited about the Guardians. We're going to talk about them in a second, but we're also going to get into the Browns, obviously, with the draft coming up here. And you know, with the draft just hours away now, don't miss Daryl Ryder and me as we give you our latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where we'll discuss all of the latest talk from what the Browns are going to do to the quarterback situation with Joe Flacco now on board. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland right now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube, too. Sponsored locally by Smiley Wood and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
How are they sitting in first place right now? How is that happening for the Guardians? And first of all, we said this before the season, Andy. And I hate to revert to this, except for the fact that it seems to happen way too frequently with these guys. And that's a good thing. We thought, okay, their offense, you know, you traded Naylor. Okay, that could be a problem. Right side of your infield, all new. That could be a problem. There could be all kinds of different things going on that not exactly what you're looking for. That's not good. But here you sit in first place. Why? They're managing the heck out of this team. I give Steven Vogt some credit. Things are working real well. And they're playing the type of baseball, and we said it before, somehow this front office manages to put a team together that competes. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I don't know that they're going to go to the ALCS. I don't know that they're going to go to the playoffs. What are they doing right now? They're competing. And, folks, I think that you should take some, I won't say pride, but I'll say enjoyment out of that. And I'd love to hear from you. 216-474-0092.
Does beating the Yankees 2 days in a row make it legit? Is that, well, because if you didn't feel like it was legit before, did you feel like it was legit in Pittsburgh? Well, you're like, yeah, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, it was
maybe because it's the Yankees and you got a little bit of a hangover from last year's playoffs, or maybe it's just the history of these two teams against each other, which absolutely was a lot better when we were kids before they changed the scheduling around. But, you know,
let me give you two things, okay? And I'm going to give Steven Vogt some credit on these.
Okay.
I didn't like it listening to their telecasts on MLB TV. Mm-hmm. Rick Manning didn't like it. Jose Ramirez batting second.
No, I know.
I just didn't care for that. Despite the fact that a lot of teams are hitting key guys second. You want a perfect example? Aaron Judge hits second for the New York Yankees.
But they have guys that can.
I know. Yeah. I still don't get that. You know, there's Judge at 6'7", 280 hitting second, except for the fact that he's hitting like 411 right now. And last year he was ungodly, hitting second for most of the season. So, okay, that works. But it didn't seem to be working for the Guardians with Jose hitting second. So what did Stephen Vogt do? In the Pittsburgh series, he changed the batting order. And what did he do? He moved Jose to third.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the first game, he put Lane Thomas hitting second. And in the four games since, Nolan Jones has hit second. And Nolan is 6 foot six. He's like an Aaron Judge, right? But he's more of a swing and miss guy than Aaron Judge. However, since moving Jose to three and moving Nolan Jones, basically, because Lane Thomas has been out with injury, to the number two spot, they've won five straight games. Since adjusting the batting order, they've won five straight games. And Nolan Jones in that time, hitting second, 4 for 12, that's .333. Nice. So, Andy, they hit something here. They've latched onto something that seems to be working a little bit.
Well, the other thing that seems to be working very, very well is Kyle Manzardo. I mean, the Coeur d'Alene
guy warmed up.
Is on
yeah, he's warmed up.
Fire. He is on fire. Look, I mean, he has what, 6 RBI in the last in the last 5 games. Oh man, and the, you know, he hit the ball into the river in Pittsburgh the last 2 nights. He's had 2 RBI, he's got a home run, he's got 2 hits, he's got a double. I mean, he is just he has done everything you've asked him to do and even more. And I'm excited for him because I'll be honest with you. I was worried about Manzardo and where his place was going to be on this team when they brought Santana back. I'm like, what are they doing with Manzardo? I wasn't quite sure. And for whatever it is, the magic is working. So I know he's only hitting .219, but take the last five games all day.
That's way up.
Yeah.
You know, he's been really hitting well lately because his average was, what, about .172?
It's all about the mustache, if you ask me. I mean, there's some power behind
it. Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah, there's like some rhythmic power to it.
I didn't realize he
had. Feng shui.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Stephen Vogt, big picture, makes the move with the batting order, dropping Jose back to third, putting Nolan Jones at two. They've won 5 straight games. Little picture. I loved what they did in the 6th inning.
Did you just say little picture?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say that before.
Yeah.
Well, everyone always goes, let's take a look at the big picture.
Little picture.
Let me see the little picture.
6th inning last night.
Yep.
They're down 2-0. And what do? They have men on first and second with one out. And they hit and run, basically. They start the runners. And they get a pass ball. And Stephen Kwan was on second base, and he just kept moving. And he came all the way around from second and scored on a pass ball. And it led to a 3-run inning. And if your offense isn't quite doing what it's supposed to be doing, you want it to be better, perfect. You were really aggressive. Now, it was Manzardo was at the plate. You know, he didn't swing on a hit and run. I shouldn't have said that. But he started the runners. And what would that have done? If Manzardo had swung and hit a ground ball, it probably keeps you out of the double play. So they're trying to be aggressive. They get a pass ball out of it, and Kwan scores from second, a la Kenny Lofton against Randy Johnson back in the day. And then Manzardo comes through, and they turn into a 3-run inning, and you win the game 3-2. Thank you. Yeah, that worked.
Bravo, bravo, yes.
And I like it when a manager does some things to try and spark the offense. And Stephen Vogt did that last night.
Yeah, he's not scared to send guys.
No.
He's not scared to do anything.
The big picture, I love the movie.
When it works, he is a genius. When when it doesn't work, man, he's not a very smart manager.
Okay, thanks. You want to continue talking about the Guardians, or did you just sum it up?
No, I'm just saying. He's made more right decisions than he's made wrong decisions over the last 2 years, too. That's what makes him great. I like him. I like the fact that he's aggressive. I like the fact that he's willing to take a chance. And I kind of like the fact that he saw his closer was struggling the last couple days, and he can hang his hat on the fact that he threw 30 pitches on Sunday.
I like the adjustment made with Jose, but I think that this is an interesting part of it. It's not like he put...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't move Stephen Kwan out of the leadoff spot and put him at two.
Right.
He's not putting Angel Martinez at two right now.
So I wonder.
But yeah. he put an unorthodox type of hitter at the two spot compared to old school thinking, with Nolan Jones being 6'6", kind of a swing and miss guy, power hitting guy. So he's got Kwan, followed by Nolan Jones, who you would think is a typical 4-5-6 hitter in a lineup, mm-hmm. but he's moved him to two, kind of to get some of that new school thinking, and now follows him up with Jose. And I like that a lot.
The premise of this conversation, I think, is interesting, too. Because, again, we like Stephen Vogt. I like Stephen Vogt. I think he's fantastic. I think he gets his players.
Front office nailed it with the hire. He seems like he's a really competent major league manager.
But here's my question. Did he make the move? Did the group make the move? Did he have to go back and argue for the move? Did the move come from the front office? Like, look, you're tied for the best record in the American League right now. So whatever it is, it's working.
Yeah.
And it does it really matter who made the decision on that? It's funny, I'm listening to you lay out this theory about how he did this, he did this, he did this.
Well, the manager is ultimately the guy who puts the name on the scorecard, ultimately. No, I'm guessing he either wrote it or he has an assistant write it up.
Or it's being handed. I mean, we've had Brian Anderson.
Which could be.
Brian Anderson has told us hundreds of times that lineup card is coming from upstairs and handed to the manager.
Quite possibly. I'm guessing Steven's writing might be on the card, though.
Oh, I don't think it's Steven. I would venture to say it's not. All the other managers.
They have an intern with great penmanship?
No, it's normally like one of the base coaches or a bench coach or somebody like that. Somebody who has really good penmanship. Yeah, I agree with you. That's how it was. I don't think I would leave you out. I'm just trying to think back to like when
your penmanship's a little sloppy.
Oh, it depends. Like I wrote my daughter's name down on a cup the other day because we were using plastic cups and somebody had a Sharpie out, and I wrote her name very nicely.
And everybody could see it?
Yeah, she goes, "Whose handwriting is that?" I go, "It's mine." She goes, "What do you mean? This isn't your handwriting? I can read it." And I said, "Well, I took my time." And she was like, "Oh."
Well, then that's the.
Isn't that weird?
The ticket.
Isn't it crazy how patience changes things?
That's the ticket.
I'm going to stand while everyone's clapping. Thank you. I appreciate all of you. Penmanship. It's where it's at, kids. Stay in school. Be cool. Get some good penmanship. Let's work on cursive. Bring cursive back. That could be another bumper sticker today.
Bring cursive back. People don't write cursive.
How about this? Really, can I give you another thing that needs to come back?
Yeah.
Being able to read a clock. You know, most kids can't read a clock right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of kids that don't know how to read. All they know is the digital. They're like, "I don't know what those arms on that clock mean."
Okay.
Sad, Jeff. Sad.
How do we get here after talking Guardians?
Because we're learning. At the end of the show, we do Why Are We Smarter? And we give you all these tidbits of information for 4 hours. Go home and tell your kids. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I talked about penicillin.
It's been a pleasure here.
I talked about penicillin in the first segment. No one seemed to notice that.
Who do the Browns take at number two?
I don't know what penicillin can help that or not.
But. Yeah, I don't know either. I've just been really impressed with what the Guardians have done. And they're in first place, folks, through 23 games. Who's surprised? I want to see a show of hands, and I want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.